coming up on Total Packers.
I just felt after Washington that we were close. They knew it, I knew it, and we all stuck together and got it done.
The Packers may not have reached their ultimate goal, but their thrilling run from 4-6 to the NFC Championship game is one we won't soon forget. Larry and I relive some of the most memorable moments. Head coach Mike McCarthy stops by to provide his assessment of the 2016 season, and we'll look ahead to what awaits as free agency draws near. Total Packers season recap starts right now.
We had our backs against the walls for 8 weeks in a row and won some big games. We just came up a little short. We need to reload. I don't think we need to rebuild. We need to reload.
Reload and get ready for the 2017 season. But first, a quick review of the 2016 season. Glad you could be with us for Total Packers, Ted Stefaniak and Larry McCarron. You know, Larry, I think you look back at this 2016 season for the Green Bay Packers. You see a team that was 4-6. Go on an 8-game win streak, win a division title. It all started with Aaron Rodgers. What a terrific season he had.
Absolutely, and he was the guy that kind of painted the picture out there when he declared, we could, or I think we will, run the table. He painted the picture for the guys, and then they followed. I mean, he was a leader, but he needed a lot of help to get it done. And it was impressive, and I think it said a lot about not only football ability, but football heart. To go from 4-6 to the final four, 8 straight wins, that's a tough league to win one game in a row, talking about 8, you know, a couple in the playoffs. A terrific ride, terrific journey, very entertaining, too, from our perspective.
Yeah, and as difficult as it was to see it end in Atlanta, it certainly was a terrific season.
It was a fun ride to just pull those wins together like that, still win the division, and almost had a chance to go to the Super Bowl, so that was special.
A lot of people counted us out early in the season. We were 4-6. No one believed that we would run the tables, and we actually did it, and that showed a lot about this group.
Everybody sacrificed a lot. Everybody gave tremendous effort. We never turned on each other. We continued to believe, and we made strides this year.
Well, the team certainly made some strides, but so did some individuals in this season. And
how the team made strides. Individual makes right. strides. Enough of them make strides. Then the team makes strides. It's funny the way that works.
Did anyone make a bigger stride than Jordy Nelson? You never know how a guy is going to respond after an ACL surgery, rehab. You expect him to play well, but you never know for sure, and he certainly stepped up.
I guess, Ted, I never looked at Jordy as making a stride, just Jordy regaining his previous form. I mean, the guy was a terrific player, and at the end of the season, he's a terrific player once again. Usually it takes a guy like a year after a big-time knee injury, and coming back like he did and leading the league in touchdown catches. Think about that, leading the NFL in touchdown catches, coming off a serious injury. And then, not only that, red zone. I mean, the guy was remarkable. He led the league in yards, receptions, and touchdowns in the red zone. And the great thing about Jordy Nelson, what an example for anybody on that football team to follow. Here he is, broken ribs, goes out there in the NFC Championship game, 6 catches, a touchdown. I mean, like we have said on this stage, on this forum, Jordy Nelson, everything you would want in a Green Bay Packer on and off the field, and once again, number 87, proved it in spades.
Yeah, and he's making his mark in the record books, too, of course. 3 different seasons now with 13 or more touchdown catches. The only Packer that's ever done that in the history of the franchise. How about another receiver, Davante Adams? This was a guy in his third season. I wasn't quite sure what to expect from Davante this year. With the injury problems, he's had a little trouble hanging on to the ball, but boom, he's a big-time receiver
now. You paint such a positive picture, Ted. No, I mean, and that was the deal with Davante coming into this season. After last year, people were kind of down on Davante. And I thought a real defining moment for him was in the locker room, and one of our media brethren in there, while he's being interviewed in front of his locker, says, Devontae, what's the difference this year? And Devontae very plain and simply said, I'm healthy. And truer words were never spoken. Yep. I mean, the young fella had a bad ankle the previous season, and he tried to play through it. Didn't really work out. And this year, he's healthy, and he got to develop the way Devontae Adams is capable of developing. And just for the heck of it, Ted, I was watching NFL films or something. Top 10 Green Bay Packer plays from this past season. Devontae Adams must have been part of half of them. And you look at some of those catches he had in the end zone, remarkable stuff. Ted.
And he was only 3 yards shy of 1,000 for the season. How about Ty Montgomery? This was a young man who had maybe one of the biggest challenges in the NFL all season long, switching positions, and now may have found himself a brand new career as a running back.
A testament to the fact that Ty is a football player. Ty showed real ability as far as vision, patience, and deceptive power. I mean, he's a strong-built young man. And deceptive power, I mean, you go back to that second Bear game in Chicago, him running over folks on some of his big runs. I mean, yeah, he's found a home. And people go, well, where is Ty going to line up? Have you been watching, friends? He's lining up in the backfield.
162 yards in that game against the Bears. Best rushing performance by a Packer in 11 years.
Good number.
Now, Mike Daniels and Ha Ha Clinton Dix having some pretty good seasons for the Packers defense this year. But, I mean, really hard to sugarcoat the defensive performance this year. They went through a lot of injuries, and it was a rough season. What's your takeaway on that group?
Well, I look at that as a group faced with some real challenges as far as injuries and youth goes. And perhaps the prime example of a fella in Ladarius Gunter, who coming into the season was probably going to be a sub-package player. And he goes from that in short order, in just a matter of weeks, he goes from that to the bell cow outside on the corner and defending oftentimes the opponent's most dangerous weapon. And that's what the defense, those are the challenges the defense had to overcome this season. And by golly, they did a pretty good job of doing that. They kind of patched things together, Dom Capers and company, and the guys certainly, patched things together, and they kept them patched together up until the NFC Championship game kind of fell apart a little bit. But not all was lost with that crowd. It got them to the NFC Championship game, and the last I checked, that's the NFL's Final Four, Ted. Not bad.
Not bad at all. Thank you, Larry. When we come back, Larry's got a special one-on-one interview with head coach Mike McCarthy. But as we head to break, take a look at one of the most memorable moments from 2016.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay on Christmas Eve. Rodgers takes the snap, throws it upside. Got Jordy. The 10 to the 5. Reaches end zone. Touchdown. Fine time. Third backline. End zone. Touchdown. Diving throw. Jordy Nelson. Rodgers takes it himself to the 10. He's to the 5 with the end zone. Touchdown.
Seconds on the clock.
Time for one more play. Winds up. Rainbows into the end zone. And it is caught. Randall Cobb!
It's a blessing just to be back on the field and to be able to come up and make some plays. I'm glad I could be out there.
Touchdown! Randall Cobb! His third touchdown catch of the game! A dagger!
Welcome back. Joining us now, Packers head coach Mike McCarthy. And Mike, your 11th season in Green Bay, now in the books. What do you take away from it?
A special year, and I think it's more reflected of the football team. I can't say enough about their commitment, the resiliency, and you know, just staying after it, and you know, the way guys fought back from injuries. You know, and I look at Jordy Nelson getting himself ready to play in the Atlanta game. To me, that right there is a great illustration of the commitment of this football team. And with that, it will always be special to me. And hopefully we have a lot more success, higher success than we had this year as we move forward. But it was a special group to coach.
If you could comment on this, okay, it was your eighth straight trip to the postseason, fifth division title in the past 6 years, second NFC championship in the past three seasons. I would maintain being good all the damn time is difficult as winning the big one 1 year. How do you go about being good all the time?
It's easier, which you hate to use the word easy when it comes to saying to win a Super Bowl, but it's definitely easier to win a Super Bowl than to maintain success over a long period of time in this league. If you ever wanted a real snapshot or a vision of that, we gave it to you this year. Because it is hard to get into the playoffs. It's difficult every year. It is so difficult, and it's going to be even harder next year. Your schedule's never easy. And it's like anything. It's not who you play, it's when you play them. And what I've learned through the definition of NFL parity, it's how they line them up for you to play them. So, and I thought we had a good plan this year as far as be able to navigate the season. But, we never got out of that injury mode there after week three. And so, we'll take a hard look at that. But the navigation of the schedule this year was clearly the biggest challenge of my 11 years. And I go back to, our players. They did a great job pushing through that. So sustained success in the NFL is a lot harder, in my humble opinion, than winning it all 1 year.
Defining moment in this season, as I read it, was after you lost to Washington, four straight loss. And that week you chose to be remarkably positive. You also, and I got this from the guys, stood up there and said, hey, you want to blame somebody, blame me. Put it on me, you guys hang together. And the net result was eight straight wins and the NFC Championship game. I don't think those things are not connected from what you did after the Washington game and how your team responded. You're just reaction to that.
When I look back at that four-game run, I'm grateful that the players are talking about the talk that I gave them after Washington, and hopefully they forgot the one I gave them after Tennessee, because it was definitely a different climate in the team meeting room that day. But I just felt after Washington that we were close and was very direct and matter of fact of where we stood at 4-6 and exactly what we needed to do and how we needed to get it done. So I think the message was very direct, but as far as being positive and everything, they make me that way. I believed in the football team. They were believable from training camp all the way through. Really, they deserve the credit for making me feel that way, because I never did not believe in them. I never felt like we were 4-6. I think you and I were talking about it. It's wow. I just can't believe we're here, but it's just this group's better than that, and they knew it. I knew it, and we all stuck together and got it done.
Mike, during your season-ending press conference, you mentioned that in the NFC Championship game, Aaron Rodgers found and took his game to a whole nother level. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
I was just so impressed with him. Go figure. Like, that never happened before. But I was just sharing a conversation I had with Aaron. And I told him, I said, I've been part of every one of your football games as an NFL quarterback, and I was never more proud, never more impressed with the way you played the position. Now, you look at the stats, you look at how some of the things went down, that's not what I was talking about. I mean, he literally laid it out there at a different level. I think it's an incredible compliment to him, because he's one of the most competitive persons I've ever been around, let alone to sit here and say he took it to a different level in that game, and obviously, when you look at the outcome of the game. So that'll be a game that I will definitely point to in the future, because there's examples in that you can illustrate what you're looking for to your younger players.
You guys are facing some big decisions with some, quote, name players as far as free agency goes. Now, I don't expect you to sit here and say, yeah, we're gonna keep this guy or not keep that guy. However, how does that process play out between the guys who coach him and the guys who sign him in personnel? How does that process work out?
Well, as a coaching staff, you really just support those players as men and what they're going through. You know, it's a business situation, and you know, you have a lot of personal relationships because, you know, every single one of those guys, you want them back. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, these guys are all people that I consider Green Bay Packers, you know, for life. They're core players. But this is a tough time. I mean, this is a big challenge. And we knew that going into the season just because if you look at the number of guys that are in this position. So you just hope by the grace of God and how these things go that it works out because, you know, you can go on down the line. They're all good men, and they all have contributed to the success of our program.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Enjoyed it.
You bet.
We'll be back with more in just a moment.
I'm motivated to make plays, especially in a time where it potentially to be a big day. I'm always going to be out there with a little extra something.
Come on! Throw the middle of the end zone. Down and grab. Touchdown.
Snap. Rodgers throws right side back.
Here we go.
A sensational catch.
Not up to me, not my call, but I think everybody here knows that this is where my home is and this is where I want to stay.
I would love to. You know, this place is the best place for me. But at the end of the day, you know, it has to be business decisions, and it's kind of out of my control.
PJ Lang, Micah Hyde, just two of the free agents on this long list of Packer players. Plenty of players in there you'd like to see return next year, and some tough decisions coming up for both players and the organization.
No, it's one of those years where it's not just a list of free agents. It's a list of name guys on the Green Bay Packers football team. I mean, very familiar faces and faces that have contributed, and in some cases, a ton to Green Bay Packer football. I don't envy Ted Thompson and company and their decisions they'll have to make this offseason.
It's nice to see a big-time tight end in a Green Bay uniform, isn't it?
All those things we were intrigued with.
He's got Cook for first down.
We've seen him.
Jared Cook down the left sideline. The slot. Touchdown, Green Bay.
Cook is too big and strong.
Yeah. What an addition he's been.
Yeah, just looking at that video of Jared Cook, you just kind of remember all those great plays that he had, what an important part he was to the team. Quick stat for you, Larry. Going back to week 11 when he returned from injury, Aaron Rodgers had 27 touchdowns, 3 interceptions the rest of the way with Cook in that lineup. So you can't underestimate the importance of Jared Cook this year.
No, I think that stat is not just a matter of coincidence. Jared Cook's presence made a big difference in the Packers' offense. And Mike McCarthy started talking about it last offseason. Hey, you need a big target going down the middle. And we found out with Jared Cook, he not only can go down the middle, he can go outside, draw corner coverage, and beat corner coverage. What a terrific addition he was for the Green Bay Packers.
When we come back, we'll take a look at our favorite memories from 2016. But as we go to break, who will ever forget the clincher in Dallas?
Game tied at 28. Big, big moment here. And on comes Mason Crosby. A 56-yard field goal attempt off the left hash mark. The kick to the upright. And it is gone!
Yes!
It is gone! And now Mason Crosby will try a 51-yarder for the win. Snap, placement, kick to the upright. And it is right down the middle!
Yes!
And the Packers are gone!
This may be a new intercollegiate record. The Packers came into this game with a -5 turnover ratio.
Snap to Wilson, rush on. Wilson throws it over the middle.
Yes!
It's deflected and intercepted. Leaping grab is jumped.
Yes!
Right side is tipped up in the air. Intercepted.
Another recovery
by the Packers.
Six takeaway. Now they're +1 for the season. Amazing.
I can watch those highlights all off season long. That was a terrific,
can you really, Ted?
Terrific performance.
You got to get a life, buddy.
It's going to be a long off season.
Okay, right.
Waiting for training camp. But I tell you what, the Packer defense played great. All those turnovers, a terrific game. What's going to be your memorable moment from 2016?
Well, Ted, It will be the memorable moment that is nobody else's memorable moment. But you go back to the first Lion game. Detroit has the football, third and one at the Packer one. They're going to try to run it. Mike Daniels comes across the line of scrimmage, destroys the guy in front of him. Then he destroys the pulling guard coming across. Then he destroys the pulling tight end also coming across. Then he makes the tackle. Mike Daniels was like the Bermuda Triangle, the eighth wonder of the world, all rolled up into one. I don't think I have ever seen a goal line play as good as that one. And that is my most memorable moment.
Well, I don't know if I can match the energy.
Probably not, but try, Ted.
I will give
You'll get A for effort, I guarantee.
I will give it a go. We will go to week 16 against the Minnesota Vikings. It is Aaron Rodgers. He avoids the sack, rolls out to the left, a little shimmy to the left, back to the right. We haven't seen moves like that since Larry was in the disco back in the day. Aaron Rodgers, Lambeau leap. We don't see that too often, and he announces to the world, hey, my legs are fine. I'm ready for the playoffs.
Ted, that is one memorable moment.
I won't be forgetting it. Hey, great season, Larry. Thanks for all your help this season.
Thank you, Ted.
We're looking forward to the offseason and all the news. You can find it right here on Spectrum Sports. For Larry McCarron, I'm Ted Stefaniak. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Winds up, rainbows into the end zone, and it is caught!
Yes.
A sensational catch. He's got a man in the end zone. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. Under pressure, hit.